Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to look at the Stanley Cup playoff games tonight and look back at the game ones in those matchups that are the same tonight across the board in hockey. And I also want to look at the first month of the baseball season and some draft thoughts from the NFL coming out of Vegas of what shook out. Let's start with hockey. Bruins and Canes tonight at PNC Arena in Raleigh. 1-0 Carolina. They rolled over the Bruins in game one. Lightning and Leafs at Scotiabank in Toronto. Leafs blow out the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning in game one. Blues, Wild. In Minnie, the Blues went on the road and took game one over Minnesota. And then the Kings won on the road in Edmonton. They'll go at it again tonight at Rogers Place on the Oilers' home ice. But let's look back to Monday night and what happened. The Canes spanked the Bruins 5-1. Antti Raanta with 35 saves. Seth Jarvis made it 1-0, Niederreiter 2-0, that was in the second period. In the third, Taylor Hall scored to make it 2-1, got Boston on the board, but then Tara Vinen scored from Trocheck, then Trocheck scored from Pesci and Domi, and then Svechnikov scored, and that was it, 5-1, Canes rule, they got the home ice in the series. And Boston has to be wondering what the hell just happened. How about the Leafs? Everybody expects them to choke like always in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They haven't won it all since 1967. Jake Muzin at 18-19 in the first period made it 1-0. In the second period, the superstar Austin Matthews on the power play from Marner and Tavares, 2-0 Leafs. And then Camp, a shorty, 3-0 Leafs from Marner. Then Marner from Riley and Matthews, 4-0 Leafs. That was after two periods. And then Austin Matthews, his second of the game from Case and Riley, 5-0. They blanked the Lightning. That was the biggest surprise of the night, if you ask me. Not that the Leafs won, but that they won 5-0 and that the champs, twice defending their cup, going for a third in a row, couldn't get on the board on the road in Toronto and got shut out. How about the Blues? They went into Minnesota and blanked the Wild 4-0. That was very impressive. I hit that bet, taking them on the streets. Perron on the power play made it 1-0 6 minutes into the first. Then Ryan O'Reilly 2-0 at 15:56 from Falk and Perron. And then in the second period, Perron again, both of his goals, power play goals. This one from Krug and Braden Schenn, 3-0. And then in the third, Perron, the Hattie, he gets 3 goals. Krug and Saad on the helpers, 4-0 Blues. Perron, the gigantic game. And then you got the LA Kings. What a win in Edmonton, 4-3 at Rogers Place back on Monday night. Early, Trevor Moore made it 1-0, 11 minutes into the first from Ifalo and Deneau. And then Ifalo had a goal from Moore and Edler at 16:48. It was 2-0. Connor McDavid going end-to-end. 100 miles an hour with a beauty, 2-1, as the Oilers get on the board at the end of the first at 19-17. And then the Oilers tied it up on a power play 2.5 minutes into the second period. Yamamoto had the power play goal. Then Brendan Lemieux gave the Kings the lead again at 3:50. Just like over a minute later. And then Draisaitl at around the 10-minute mark on the power play from Yamamoto and Connor McDavid made it 3-3. And then in the third period, Philip Deneau, the winner from Durzi and Moore at 14:46 as the LA Kings win. And then they had quick making saves all the way to the buzzer as the Oilers tried to tie it up and send it to overtime, but they couldn't get it done. And LA steals a huge win on the road in game one against the Oilers in Edmonton. So you got the same games tonight. Can the Bruins rebound? Can the Lightning even score a goal against the Leafs? Can the Blues steal two in Minnesota? Can the Kings do the same thing in Edmonton and steal another one and go home 2-0 up in the series against the favored Oilers? Great hockey tonight. We'll keep our eyes on everything at Rogers Place in Edmonton, the XL Center in St. Paul, the Scotiabank in Toronto, and the PNC in Raleigh. Four great games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know we're loving the hockey. So I know it was, last weekend, but the draft is still on my mind. This draft had it all. You get 262 players joining the pros and a number of trades. It was a record number, in fact, involving first-round picks, a tie for the most wide receivers drafted in the first three rounds, and a quarterback class that wasn't valued by all the geniuses and all the projections. Everybody waited to snag quarterbacks, and then you had the SEC as usual, Georgia and Alabama getting a ton of players in, but the thing that stood out to me was the patience on the quarterbacks. The Steelers were the only team that took a quarterback in the first round at number 20 when they got Kenny Pickett from Pitt, but it took until selection 74 into the third round before Desmond Ridder went to the Falcons. That selection was the third latest in a draft for the second quarterback taken in a draft at all. Teams went out and got starters like Russell Wilson and Wentz and Deshaun Watson, and there were trades like for Mariota. So he went to the Falcons. And they just didn't believe in these quarterbacks, obviously. Maybe it was because in 21 you had five quarterbacks selected in the first round, and in 2020 there was three. So eight teams already got young quarterbacks drafted over the last couple of years, so not that many teams needed a quarterback in the draft. Malik Willis, who was the talk of the pre-draft, went to the Titans in the third round. Wide receivers stole the show. 17 of them were selected through round three last weekend, which was tied with 94 and 07 for the most in the first three rounds of receivers taken in the draft's history. And remember, there were tons of trades. The Tyreek Hill trade to Miami, A.J. Brown going to Philly, Marquise Brown getting traded from the Ravens to the Arizona Cardinals, Amari Cooper going to Cleveland, Devontae Adams going to Vegas. A lot of teams wanted to draft receivers because they don't want to pay, veteran receivers or young receivers in a league that are worth upwards of $25 million a year now, because the receiver position is big money and lots of money and bags of it in the NFL. I mean, look what the Bengals did with Higgins and Boyd. These guys were drafted high. Chase also was a 21 draft. Higgins 20, Boyd 2016. They went to the Super Bowl with them. You wonder if, like, Jameson Williams is going to break out after knee surgery, or if Chris Olave is going to come up big playing with Michael Thomas in New Orleans. How about the number of trades that went down? I mean, the Vikings traded twice within their own division, and the Lions and Packers moved up, and they selected the receivers like Jameson Williams and Christian Watson. How about all the players selected from the SEC? The all-time record is 40 picks from the SEC in the 2020 draft. This year, 34 players selected in the first three rounds. How about Georgia? 15 players picked in the draft. Bama had 6 players selected in the first three rounds this year and has 40 drafted in the first two rounds since 2016. That's the most of any team. Overall, 65 SEC players were drafted. And let's talk about baseball. I saw this story about grading the first month on ESPN. They gave the Yankees an A and a 95% chance to make the playoffs. Rizzo, 9 home runs. The Yankees were on a 10-game roll that they went into Toronto and won that first game on Monday. So the bottom line is they deserve an A. And the Mets get an A as well. 86.5% playoff odds. And they've done that without Jacob DeGrom on their staff. Lindor has been unbelievable. A huge season so far. Tyler McGill has pitched brilliantly. And Jeff McNeil's hitting .300. The Padres got an A and an 81.9% chance to make the playoffs. Eric Hosmer, they were going to trade him, and now all of a sudden the guy's hitting again. The Dodgers got an A, 94.6% chance to make the playoffs. They're just simply badass. Bueller even had a 108-pitch, 3-hit shutout, and he finished the game, a complete game, can you imagine? The Giants got an A- and a 65% chance to make the playoffs. Remember last year, they went belly-to-belly in that division with the Dodgers. They're doing it again. The Angels got an A-, 71.5% chance to make the playoffs. I'll tell you what, Mike Trout is on fire. Trout hitting .324, 6 home runs, and the best OPS in the majors. The Blue Jays got an A-, 96% chance to make the playoffs. George Springer is lighting it up in Toronto as well. The Rockies got an A-, but only a 1.5% chance to make the playoffs. That makes no sense to me at all. The Marlins got a B+. I love the fact that they're in second chasing the Mets. The Brewers got a B+, and an 87% chance to make the playoffs. The Rays got a C+, and Cleveland got a C. The Phillies got a C-, and a 39% chance to make the playoffs. I'm just glad the Red Sox got a D.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.